The Lord does not look at things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Lord, I pray you will give me an accurate perspective and a grateful spirit. God, you created me, and I am always beautiful in your eyes. With your help, I can have a healthy and reasonably lean body. I celebrate my body and realize it's not the sum of who I am. I can enjoy life without always thinking about how I look. And I'm focusing on my strengths more than my perceived flaws. I never compare myself with others, knowing that God loves me perfectly just as I am, but also loves me too much to leave me that way. He wants me to grow closer and closer into His image. I celebrate the unique person I was created to be. I am so much more than a physical body. I trust Him to find the satisfaction I desire, a satisfaction that penetrates deeply beneath the surface to my very soul. God, praise you for making me just who I am. Please forgive me for the times I have not taken good care of my body or when I've been discontent with how you chose to make me. Please help me to see myself through your eyes and to especially have a clean and humble heart, which is what you look on most. So whether I eat or drink or whatever I do it all for the glory of God. Each day as I make choices about what to eat, drink, or act upon, I think about how I can glorify you rather than simply gratify myself. I make a constant and conscious effort to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God, you've provided me with all I need to reach my best potential, whatever you've ordained that to be. You've given me food to eat and air to breathe, water to drink, and your word to completely satiate my soul. If I simply go back to the basics in all areas of my life, natural food, pure fresh water, clean air, and the unadulterated word of God, then I'm absolutely amazed at how I can grow. I can grow a healthier body, soul, and spirit. Thank you, God, for providing me with all I need to be my best. Forgive me for seeking my own gratification. I pray your Holy Spirit will prompt me when I'm doing that and remind me of my heart's desire to glorify you in all I do. Yesterday's gone, today is a fresh, clean slate, and God has prepared opportunities for me to make a difference for eternity today. In order to look back at each day with great joy and a sense of fulfillment, I'm totally focused on the value of each moment. I must invest in this very moment. If I eat, drink, speak, rest, relate, work, and worship with this simple principle in mind, God is glorified and I grow more and more into the likeness of Christ. Father God, I know your loving eyes are always on me, your spirit always available to guide me. Thank you for this. I'm sure at times I break your heart with my self-centered actions. Please forgive me for my selfishness. Help me to be more mindful of how I use each minute of the life you've given me. I want to know Jesus in such a powerful way I can say with Paul, to live is Christ and to die is gain. I know my faith must grow for that to become my true heart's cry. Please release my attachment to the things of this world. Like Paul, I want to live and serve you for as many days as you give me, but I also want to welcome my journey home to you without fear or hesitation, knowing that to be apart from the body is to be present with you. Lord, let me live each day to the fullest, to your glory, until you call me home. I am very careful with how I live, not as unwise, but wise, making the most of every opportunity. Therefore, I'm not foolish, but understand what your will is. Thank you for your love and grace in all things and for providing me with everything I need to live according to your purpose. Forgive me for craving things above you sometimes. I pray that I would crave you above everything. On this journey to change my mind and my habits, to renew my body and soul and spirit, I pray you'll give me insights and wisdom to address my most important issues. Lord, please expose me to the lies I believe that are keeping me in bondage. I want to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Help me to take one day at a time and surrender my habits to you. Help me to know your will for my life each day and to be acutely aware of your heavenly purposes. I pray I won't simply spend my days, but rather invest them for eternity. May you be glorified in the days you give me on earth. I constantly refocus my attention heavenward so I don't miss your best for me today. When I'm focused on things with eternal purpose, it's amazing how my weaknesses and problems fade from my attention. Time to time during the day, I take a big breath and redirect my attention to you, God. I don't want to miss your calling on my life. Open my eyes to see your greater purpose in each day. Forgive me for not always being aware of the opportunities that cross my path. I desire to be your hands and feet in a hurting world. Prompt me to step out in faith and touch lives to your glory. As your obedient child, I live out of deep love and gratitude for you, God. You who saved me in spite of myself. I'm no longer weak and alone, but rather powerful in you. And in your power, I'm able to think and act in accordance with your will. I cannot be perfect or holy in my own power, but in yours, I am a reflection of Christ. Lord, please help me to prepare my mind for action each day as I read and study your word. I pray that you will show me what it means to walk in your spirit, keeping my mind fixed on your will for my life. Thank you for the grace you give me as I fail to be all you have called me to be. Help me to realize that it is only when I surrender to you that you can use me fully. I want to be holy as you are holy, God.